$71.28 estimated savings based on cash allowances and CFC average financing rate for Ram Finance 904 to 1104 for applicable term by CFC. Actual savings vary with loan amount.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-334-0390. That's 1-800-334-0390. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-334-0390.
Don't sell or trade your car. Donate it to Heritage for the Blind for a tax deduction. Call 1-800-2-DONATE. Remember, that's 1-800-2-DONATE.
Bob is KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. All the rock you like, never the stuff you don't. 96.9, Bob.
Wakey, wakey, America.
Need sleepy.
Come on, everybody! Wake up! Rise and shine!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
What's wrong with people?
The hell with it?
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Wake up!
Boom, a lily, wah, wah, bippy, bop-a-loodle, whoa, yeah.
Lisa and Ron on 96.9 Bob FM.
there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
on Wayward Son, the all-new 96.9 Bob FM. Before that, the call, Let the Day Begin.
Let the Tuesday begin. Happy Tuesday to you. It is 6:10 on 96.9 Bob FM. You've got the morning gang here. You've got Toof driving the mothership.
Hello.
Sitting directly to my left on your radio, it's the luscious one, Lee Underwood.
Hello.
Thighs are feeling quite nice today.
Thank
You've been
you.
Thigh mastering, haven't you?
Yeah.
And then continue on to her left, that would be the Sooner Man.
Good morning.
How are you, children, this morning? Morning, children.
Feel
good. Like Chef on South Park. You are feeling good. You're feeling delightful.
Let me see.
That's right, Jerry. Doesn't you feel good today? Yeah. It's a big fat hunk of sexual harassment for your over waffles this morning. What's up, Toof? How was your Monday?
Good. Went down, of course, last night to the Ford Center to...
You went to see the wrestling last night. Did Stacy Keebler wind up in fisticuffs with anyone?
No, but she almost got pedigreed by Triple H.
Oh. What is pedigreed?
That's his finishing move. That's where he, you know.
So the guys are actually picking up the women and smacking them around now.
That's where he sticks her head between his legs and had her butt showing on national TV last night.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
You call it something else, Ron.
Okay. I call it number six. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I should have remembered.
Yeah. So, I call that just another fun Tuesday night.
Poor JR got his butt kicked.
He celebrated JR Day here in the great state of Oklahoma by getting thumped.
By getting hit in the nuts by Ric Flair.
The nature boy.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Rick's like that. He will do that to you.
Yeah. Woo! He is the dirtiest player in the game. Yeah.
Now, he stole the woo from me, by the way. Woo! Up in Wilmington, not the boy. And I seen the nature boy on TV, and I was like, I'm going to whoop his ass one day. And then he's a wrestler, so I just left him alone.
So,
hit me with a chair. And brass knuckles and a foreign object. I think he hit me with Johnny Ho one time.
I mean, you won't remember, but Danny Hodge used to be a famous wrestler. Remember Danny Hodge, Sooner Man?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't know how old he is, but he jumped over the top of the ropes last night. It's pretty amazing. He's got to be in his 70s.
Metamucil is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You get cleaned out, man. You get that colon, that impacted stuff in your colon. You can do it, jump a lot higher, move a lot freer.
And he got his butt kicked by Triple H. And
don't jump in the ring unless you expect an ass whooping.
That's right.
That's the rule of wrestling.
Where's Wahoo McDaniel?
And always, if you're a good guy and you're doing well, someone else is going to jump into the ring. Never is your match going to be completed with just you and somebody else until the big pay-per-view. That's the only time.
And why was that referee always out of position when the guy's got the guy pinned?
They still have that blonde-haired referee, the same guy. There's been like the same blonde-haired referee guy.
Yeah, at least a little short guy. Yeah.
What a great gig that is. Just be a professional buffoon.
If any of the wrestlers are still in town and you're a good guy, take a friend to the ring with you when you wrestle. I mean, there you go. There's the advice for the day.
How come only the bad guys have managers for the most part, too? Macho Man had Miss Elizabeth. I mean, she's good going, Randy, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not going to jump in and hit somebody with a table.
That's right.
I mean, you got to have a good manager. That's important.
A big man.
Lou Albano. He was one of the great ones. And Classy Freddie Blassie with Pencil Neck Geek. We need to find that this morning. Play some Freddie Blassie.
Flashy Freddie Blassie.
So, what were the other highlights besides seeing Stacy Keebler's butt?
Not as if
you need anymore, because I'm telling you something. She's something. She is absolutely something.
Got to see Christy, the girl that they got off the model search that the fans picked. Got to see her butt and got to meet her in the meet and greet deal. She's pretty cute. Yeah.
Is she as cute as Stacy?
Oh, no.
Stacy's just silly. I mean, it was silly.
Yeah. So
would you not agree that she's silly, Lee Underwood?
Yeah, she's very silly.
Yeah. You got a knock on the head and they made you go in that direction, she'd be probably one of your top choices.
I'd take her out.
Yeah. Nymphomania 2004. Man, woman, or beast.
Come one, come all.
That's right.
And, of course, today's Tuesday. We got a doctor's appointment, which I'm excited about.
All right. And you also have the class tonight.
Trip to the dentist. Here we go.
So you have that going for you, which is good.
Yeah.
What can they possibly do to inflict more horror on you tonight?
I can't wait to find out.
I know. Tomorrow morning, Toof, the sequel.
Part duh.
Baby classes. Yeah. He's going to go. He's going to do that Toof talking thing.
Maybe I'll do that right in the middle of the class, so she'll think I'm like nuts.
No, man. No, just start farting. I mean, fart out loud until the point where they actually ask you to leave. Oh, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Toof. That's nice.
Yeah, I might go see Jose and have some beans.
Every time they use they say the word vagina, laugh. just laugh like you're in the third grade.
what is life,
you said
man.
A nasty word. Yeah, just get thrown out, man. I mean, don't make it like it's your fault. Just go, look, I got a problem.
Yeah, I'm just me being me, Amy.
That's right.
I want to get to the point. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the, you know.
Hey, look, C-section, we quit.
These classes for anybody under 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in there with children. It's amazing. They're not laughing every time they hear a nasty word.
Honey, he said breasts.
When are we going to see some boobs? That's what you do. Just raise your hand and start asking inappropriate questions. We'll just come up with a list of things that you should say tonight or ask questions that Toof should ask.
There you go.
he was having such a good morning talking about wrestling, and we just drug him down, just thinking about what's ahead of him tonight. Miss Underwears.
Yes.
How was your Monday?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had to get the rest of my things yesterday.
No, you had to go back and get your things.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure did.
Yeah. So how'd that work? Was it all right?
It was all right when I went, but kind of broke down last night.
Yeah. Like, by the time you got to my house last night, you seemed to be much, much more chipper.
Shut up.
It was completely unexpected. There I was, sitting on my sofa, and I was like, wow, this is just crazy. I did not expect this at all. Oh.
She walks in with a saddle and a set of jumper cables.
Well, I'm telling you, it was just, and singing. Actually, none of those things happened last night, but as I closed my eyes last night, I was wishing it had.
I wanted to see the spur marks.
Yeah. Taking it to the next level, Sean Carey.
Other than that bit of excitement, I pretty much just took a nap and watched some TV, did the usual day night.
Little ramen noodle surprise?
No.
Something other than ramen noodles to eat last night.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Sandwich is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful.
Watch me some more American Choppers.
I like American Choppers. So there was a basketball game on last night. You didn't happen to watch that?
Oh, I heard all about it this morning.
You did? Yeah, went quite well. Yes, it went quite well for that team. The team you rooted against. All morning long. Just get ready.
I'm afraid you.
Other than that music, there was this.
Oh, give me some sausage. Egg McMuffin sandwich with some cheese inside. Oh, my, don't burn me alive. I'm gonna bust out some champagne. Gonna leather out my dunes.
There it is, the Sooner Man in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Sean Kitty?
Yes.
How was your Monday?
Oh, you know, it really started out pretty good when I was just here.
Yes, and then it continued on elsewhere.
My husband calls me and says, I forgot to get the trash can out to the curb. So I got out of here, and I needed gas. My car was running on fumes, so I got some gas, made it home, got the trash can, pulled out to the curb, and it was still kind of cold yesterday morning, and I thought, well, I'm going to get back in the house real quick. So I'm walking to get back in the house, and I tripped, and I fell on my face in my driveway, skinned up my knuckles.
Look at those.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, those are the kind guys, just to give you a visual. Remember when you used to smile on the ground and you kept punching and you missed and you hit the ground a few times?
Yeah.
It's that same knuckle scraping.
Remember
thing
when
that
there
happened
was no skin on your knuckles? That's what it looks like.
Ow.
You know what? And the reason it looks like that, both my palms could have looked like that, and they do a little bit, just barely, but I was gripping my coffee cup, the handle of my coffee cup, my Go cup, and that's what I was holding on to when I hit, and so my knuckle went.
That's fine, though.
It really hurt, and you know it would have made it worse if there'd been a witness, and but there was no witness as I looked.
You jump up real quick and you look around.
I did.
I meant to do that. I really meant to do that if anybody was watching.
So I got my stuff. I went in the house, and then suddenly it started.
The pain. Yeah, then you. That's when your body realized there was no longer any skin in a place that it was previously.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. And for a parent with two children, I had no Band-Aids in the house. No Band-Aids.
Really?
Nope. I had a first aid kit out in my car, and I did go out and raid that, and I found one Band-Aid, and then I had to make just kind of a little, just rig something to go around my other knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Band-Aids now because I went to Walgreens yesterday, but I did that and didn't go to kickboxing last night.
Because hitting that bag might have hurt a little bit last night.
It would have hurt, and of course, I fell on my knees, too, and my knees were...
Bruised. Oh, yeah. I'm saying a completely made-up story now. Now that the knees have been added to this entire thing. Yeah.
Only one, not both.
Some bloody carpet in your house.
My knees aren't equally worn, so it's a good excuse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there's always this for just one day. Hang on.
You lean a little to the left.
It's like the hunching dog move. There it is.
You're so wrong.
Fire hydrant.
It's the fire hydrant we call that move, Sean Terry. I'm so sorry we're not on TV. Please call your local cable provider.
Too funny.
The fire hydrant. A new move was created.
So naturally, after having just kind of a lazy day yesterday, I was too... injured to actually fix dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, scraping up your knuckles. I'm telling you something. Back in the pioneer days, it was just like that, too, you know?
But I was not
too... The guys would go out and hunt wild animals, bobcats and stuff like that, and the wife would just scrape her knuckles up a little bit and go, I can't cook dinner today.
I can't shoot elk today.
Sean Carey, pioneer woman.
I was not too injured, though, to drive to Johnny's.
No, absolutely not.
The kiddos to Johnny's.
I pick up a bag full of thetas in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so we went and had dinner at Johnny's and went home and relaxed. But
laid there and
yesterday was a traumatic day. Falling down is the worst. I was having flashbacks of a time 2 years ago when I thought I'd borrow my daughter's scooter.
Uh-huh.
Thought that would make it quicker getting where I needed to go. And so I'm on her scooter, 37-year-old woman on a scooter, and I hit a rock in the street, and I fall on my face. And there were witnesses to that one. This wasn't so bad.
Nicely
so I was
done.
Counting, you know, looking.
Done.
I was looking on the bright side. Yep, that was my day.
Yeah. So you have a great sense of balance, you say.
I am not a cat.
Well, speaking of falling down, I mean, something he does on a pretty frequent basis, the Sooner Man. I mean, just walking. I mean, just loses balance, and gravity sucks him to the center of the earth.
I was once a great athlete.
Yes, you were.
We all were. I had one of those bookend days yesterday where it was like fantastic in the day, meet in the middle, and fantastic at the evening. Yesterday, when we went out to take pictures with Stacy Keibler. We went out there, and Toof, being the genius, great friend that he is, acted like he couldn't figure out his camera phone. So for 5 minutes, I got to sit there and hold on to Stacy Keibler while she was like, is it going to take a picture yet? Well, I'm working on it. And I was like, it's okay, baby.
I noticed that.
It was one of those deals. It's like, it's one of those things in life where, you know, God blesses you. Like when you go to McDonald's with a dollar and they give you like the minivan order behind you by accident.
And you drive off and you go, sorry, I'll get you next time.
It was one of those like, thank you, Lord, for letting me be alive today. I appreciate that.
Well, you were sitting right there because when we were interviewing her, she's very, very tall and very long. And you were in the rodeo chair that we've just gotten rid of this morning. We had this chair from dating back to the 1940s, and he's been trying to balance himself on it every day. But it was at such a low level. You were so perfectly located height-wise in the room
yesterday.
I mean, there was butt right there.
Did you even interview her? Because I didn't hear anything once we started.
I was talking to her. I was just talking to her navel. She had a little belly shirt on. It was like, oh.
So, Stacey, what happens when you bend over? Thank you, Ron. I love you, too.
Oops, I dropped my pen.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And I went to class last night. We're studying Hinduism.
Yes,
it's my world's living religion class.
What did you learn about Hinduism? Because as you progress,
he didn't learn a damn thing. All he was thinking about was her butt.
No, he's thinking and the OU OSU basketball game. Yeah.
Well, I learned several different things. One of the main things I learned is it's a great, beautiful religion. It's really fantastic. I appreciate it and everything, but
They worship livestock. They worship cows.
It's like the University of Texas.
Exactly. It was like the University of Texas. There was one great difference between the two, because they look upon cows as like Mother Earth, and they worship them as a mother, to whereas Texans worship them as their girlfriends. So, you know, there's one of those types of deals.
And, yes. Hinduists don't suck. And there's another difference between the two. Uh-huh.
And then the end of the bookend came when I got out of class with 7 minutes left in the game and watched the Sooners run it up, taunt, dance, and laugh. There it is, baby.
You're going to hear that plenty this morning.
Oh, what a great day.
It was unbelievable. What a fantastic performance, but we will cover that. And speaking of it, I mean, over the years, you've heard of my date packages. I mean, there's like Ron's date package number one involving, you know, bubble baths, et cetera, et cetera. I actually had somebody fire out a date package on me last night.
Wow.
It was, why don't you come on over? And I got there. Pizza had already been ordered. So there's already pizza in the house, right? Eat the pizza, which I didn't have to pay for. Good thing. It's a good
ding.
Somebody else buying you food, is it makes the food taste better. Or somebody making you a sandwich. So there's pizza waiting there. Eat a little bit of pizza. Kind of get comfortable. The next thing I know, she's traipsing through the living room like, hello, the game is on in 30 minutes or so. I believe we have a pregame show. And I was like, oh, kick ass.
Was she in her Stacy Keibler outfit?
No, it was something like that. It was something like that. So some wrestling holds ensued, and the activity, the pregame show, stopped just in time for OU OSU. So, I mean, as a man, from a man's standpoint, it really doesn't get better than that. Pizza, wrestling, basketball.
Oh.
I mean, that's it. We don't require much more. I mean, that's like an anniversary, birthday, Valentine's present wrapped all in one.
So you had your own Ron Benton's Monday Night Raw last night.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly.
Oh, good one.
Exactly, man. And pizza. It was great. It was a fair. My day, it couldn't have gotten much better. I spent a couple hours chatting with Lisa. She will, of course, be in here at 8 o'clock this morning to tell the story of the day, that fateful day. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll be goofing off between now and then. Anybody got anything else?
Nope.
That's it? Everybody good?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Lee's painting herself up. She looks so pretty this morning. All right. We appreciate you being here on Bob. It's 6:27. Happy Tuesday.
Happy New Year, Oklahoma City. It's a great time to visit Brian Harley-Davidson. Why? Because right now, they have a great selection of new and used motorcycles to choose from. And in a few short weeks, spring will be here. And the model and color selection will be very limited. So shop right now at Brian Harley-Davidson, 2624 Northmore Avenue in Moore. Take the 27th Street exit off I-35. Brian Harley-Davidson also has winter pricing on selected models to make your decision even easier. With Harley Credit's aggressive financing and Brian Harley-Davidson's excellent selection, now is the time to visit your friends at Brian Harley-Davidson. Check out the great selections of party accessories and motor clothes. Ride into 2005 on a brand new bike from Brian Harley-Davidson, 2624 Northmore Avenue. In Moore, off I-35, take the 27th Street exit off I-35. Ride safe, ride often, Brian Harley-Davidson.
Hey, it's Leo Cage here from my friends at Gregory's Plumbing, Heat, and Air. Here's my story. I bought an 85-year-old house in Mesta Park. It needed a lot of work. Plumbing work. The heater was shot. Air conditioning non-existent. And Gregory's came out and fixed all my problems quickly and at a very fair price. They're totally professional. They do an awesome job. And right now, Gregory's and OG&E are offering special financing on a new energy-efficient heat pump for your home. If you're like me, I work way too hard to give my money to the gas company. And you know what? Natural gas is going up. So now's the time to call Gregory's Plumbing, Heat, and Air and ask about financing a heat pump, a more efficient energy-saving system from OG&E. Rates start as low as 6.99%, and that is awesome. Save money all year long and for years to come with your new heat pump from OG&E. And my friends at Gregory's Plumbing, Heat, and Air. Call 239-2300. That's 239-2300. Gregory's Plumbing, Heat, and Air. They will take care of you. Trust me.
We had no idea how we would shape the world, but we knew we would. In the days of the Pony Express, we never knew how far we could go, but we saw greater frontiers. As pioneers, we never dreamed of indoor heat and air, of automobiles, but we knew there was a better way. Today, thanks to Oklahoma Technology Centers, we haven't stopped dreaming. From laboratory technologies to aviation mechanics to computer repair, healthcare, and more, Oklahoma Technology Centers challenges the modern workforce, giving students the chance to achieve in exhilarating careers, supplying businesses with highly skilled employees. We may not know what the next century will bring, but we will get there on the shoulders of those who train today. Oklahoma Technology Centers, securing brighter futures.
John Brooks, the voice of the Oklahoma City Blazers.
Rebound, right in front, pitch up, down, Dupont, he can't put it in.
Season with the Blazers on Super Talk AM 930 WKY.
Lisa and Ron.
It's a fact. Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals. Preferably animals smarter than you are. That way, if by some biological fluke you and the animal actually have offspring, odds are the offspring will be less stupid than you are. One more thing. Don't assume the animal is protected. If the animal has a condom, or if females some sort of interuterine device, insist they wear it. Please, help stamp out this mindlessness. Keep your stupidity to yourself.
This message brought to you by
Lisa and Ron on 96.9 Bob FM.
We'll be right back.
Sugar Tonight. Guess who? The all-new 96.9 Bob FM.
I hate the No Sugar Tonight. Not the song. I just hate not getting sugar tonight. It's 6:35. It's Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday to you. If you're looking for a place to head to at lunchtime today, well, why not come out and see me? And you could possibly get some free lunch. I'm going to be at Johnny Carino's down in Norman on Ed Noble Parkway. My lunch special. I have my own lunch special today. It's meatloaf. It's grilled Sicilian meatloaf. Come and have a look at my meatloaf today. Johnny Carino's at Noble Parkway. I'm going to be selecting a table, and I'm going to be picking up your lunchtime. How about that? So come see me. I'll be there from 11 until 1. I bet traffic's heading that way right now. Yeah. Let's have a look.
So far, so good on city streets. We are accident-free at this time. Some road construction to tell you about this morning. Northbound Broadway extension between 122nd and Memorial Road will be narrowed to one lane. That is this morning from 8 until 3 o'clock. They're going to be doing some striping. Traffic is brought to you by the Oklahoma Blood Institute. Did you know that if everyone donated blood only 3 times a year, Oklahomans would always have enough for those who need it? Call 877-OBI-GIVE to learn more. Whose life can you save today? Check the roads anytime at newsok.com. I'm Sean Carey. That's First Traffic.
Man, is there a question you'd like to ask me?
How's your organ?
All right, let's start off by talking some Bedlam basketball. The Sooners came firing out of the gate. A 17-0 run in the game's first few minutes, and OSU narrowed the gap to 6 points, and I was like, oh, you can't lose a 17-point lead. But the Sooners came firing back again after halftime, and they ran away to a 10-point win. Bravo, boy. What a great game. The rematch comes February 7th in Stillwater. They've split the series 7 of the last 11 years with Kelvin versus Eddie, so we'll have to see what happens in Stillwater. And up next, the Sooners will go to Iowa State on Saturday. The Pokes are at Colorado. Last night's only on the top 25 winner was number 4, Syracuse. Man, Rutgers had it.
Oh,
the shot went halfway down at the buzzer, but it came back out. On a tube tonight, we've got hoops all over the place. 6 o'clock, double-dipping Georgia, Florida on the deuce, or Kentucky, Tennessee on straight-up ESPN. And at 8 o'clock, undefeated number 1, Illinois, and Wisconsin. NFL news, no word as to whether the Eagles are going to get that imbecile Terrell Owens back for the Super Bowl, but they're going to need him because they have news that their tight end, Chad Lewis, the guy who caught a couple touchdowns against the Falcons on Sunday, he will be out with a foot injury. Even with Terrell Owens, I think they're going to get pounded. And the Blazers are home against Corpus Christi tonight at 7 o'clock if you don't have anything else going on. All right, ninth caller right now. How's about we, first of all, we'll get you signed up.
Do all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on your sesame seed bun.
Hummer likes those Big Macs. So do I. Big Macs for a year. Ninth caller, 460-BOB-FM. You're going to the drawing for that. And, I don't know. We'll give you something else. Call us right now at Bob, 460-2623.
If you're a small business owner, then you know that the best way to make money is to save money. So you'll be glad to know that there's a new Sam's Club in your neighborhood. Want to save on office supplies? No problem. Sam's Club members save substantially on their office needs. Want proof? Bring us your invoices for a free comparison. Just think, you can save on everything from paper to computer equipment to office furniture, not to mention groceries. You'll save time, too, thanks to exclusive business member-only hours, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 to 9:30 a.m. You can also save time by visiting samsclub.com. Use click and pull to order online, and we'll have everything ready for pickup at your club of choice. Or you can use our handy fax and pull service. Those are just a few of the ways Sam's Club helps business owners and smart shoppers make the most of their time and money. After all, we are in business for small business.
Join us for the Sam's Club grand opening Thursday, January 27th at 9:30 a.m. at 3400 West Main Street in Norman. Start saving at your new Norman Sam's Club.
Hi, folks. Wade Carter here for Jim Holman Mitsubishi. Hey, and it's that time of year again. The tax man cometh. It's our IRS sale. It's going on right now at Jim Holman Mitsubishi, I-40 and Southeast 15th in Del City. The lowest prices of the year on our entire selection of pre-owned vehicles. Thousands below the competition and thousands below the NADA book value. Like an 01 F-150 Ford Super Cab XLT, $10,950, only $179 a month. Here's a like new 04 Mitsubishi Outlander, $9,500, only $157 a month. And here's a 90 Cadillac Eldorado, one owner, low miles, only $39.80. Folks, you heard right, $39.80 for a Cadillac. And an 02 Ford Explorer, four-wheel drive, loaded, only $12,950, or that's $212 per month. Here's an 01 Pontiac Montana Extended Cab, only $9,900 or $162 a month. Folks, you won't find deals like this very often. These incredible values won't last long. It's the IRS sale going on now at Jim Holman Mitsubishi, I-40 and Southeast 15th in Del City.
Where can one get half off your service for the first year? Let me tell you what Sells You More has for $29.95 a month for the first year. You get 1,500 anytime minutes, unlimited incoming calls, unlimited mobile-to-mobile minutes, unlimited nights and weekends starting at 7 p.m., and nationwide long distance. Just say, call me. It's unlimited minutes. Want to take some pictures? How about a camera phone? Now get two free. Not enough talk time? Then we have a $39.95 plan that will fit your needs. Ask about the Waved Activation Special. And if you already have service, then ask about free access for the first 3 months of a two-year service agreement on local and regional share talk plan. Minimum service agreement required. Phone prices after mail and rebate. Other charges and restrictions may apply. See store for details. Limited time offer. Sells You More is your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular, the area's leading wireless provider with 13 locations serving you throughout Texas and Oklahoma.
It's good for them, guys.
641-969 Bob FM. Toof, who are we going to send somewhere? What do we give away there?
We got a half-hour massage from Aspen Clinic and also signed up for the Big Mac.
And
that was Kelly Blake from Mustang.
All right, Kelly, you are registered to win a year's worth of Big Macs, one Big Mac per week, courtesy of our friends at McDonald's. All right, a quick tune before the news. Some Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. I'm here to tell you that Warren Zevon no longer celebrates birthdays, as pointed out by one of our listeners yesterday. During the birthday segment, I continue celebrating birthdays, even when people die, when Lisa's not here to tell me not to do it. And I thank you for that information, sir. I have no idea. She'll be back tomorrow to straighten me out.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London, the all-new 96.9 Bob FM.
6:45, it is Tuesday morning. I got a question for you guys. You ever have trouble falling asleep at night?
Yes.
You just lay there?
Last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, up to about 12:30 last night.
The song, Last Night, I Couldn't Get to Sleep at All. Well, sleep scientists say counting sheep won't help you drop off any quicker. They recommend imagining a relaxing waterfall instead. The Oxford University researchers made their findings by testing different techniques on 50 volunteer insomniacs. One group conjured up a tranquil and relaxing scene, while a second were asked to think of a distraction like counting sheep. A third group was left to their own devices. Those picturing a relaxing scene fell asleep an average of 20 minutes earlier than on nights when they didn't try the technique. What? Nobody plays? Nobody rubs one out anymore like this friend of mine told me he does.
Really? Sitting right next to me?
I count laps around Texas Motor Speedway.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I pretend my husband's talking to me.
I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news. Now, I've already done one of those today, so what's the other one going to be, huh?
Fighting with your husband.
Authorities are looking for information about a bank robbery in Dell City. The FBI says a guy walked into the Arvest Bank on Southeast 29th yesterday morning, handed the teller a note, and then walked out with the money. That simple. No one was hurt in the robbery, but they're still looking for the dude.
It was tough. Got a kid to pay for.
Yeah, that's what you're really doing. Who is up for an Oscar? We'll get the official word in just a couple hours when the nominations are revealed. There are no rock-solid acting favorites other than Jamie Foxx, who portrayed singer Ray Charles in Ray, The Aviator, and Finding Neverland are likely Best Picture nominees. Actually, those are going to be announced at 7:30 this morning, so I'll have that for you. You can lose weight on a diet of chocolate chip cookies.
Well, tell me more. Tell me more. Chips Ahoy.
It sounds wacky, but that is the claim of a fitness trainer who spent 8 years helping Hollywood celebrities tone their bods. Dino Nowak says his chocolate chip cookie diet involves eating a cookie at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You still got to eat the veggies and the grains and the lean proteins in addition to the cookies, and then you got to exercise 4 hours a week.
Well, what good is that? This is like every other diet. It means you get to give yourself a treat with a cookie every now and then.
It really has nothing to do with the cookie.
Thank you.
He does guarantee you'll lose weight on the diet.
The Cookie Monster managed to stay very slim all those years on Sesame Street.
I think if you're going to exercise for 4 hours during the week, you can eat a brownie or you can, you know.
Hey, it all comes back to exercise. I hate the exercise.
I actually got out yesterday and walked a couple of miles, walked my dog.
Did you fall down?
No, I didn't fall down.
You see how that works out, yeah? That'll put an end to that.
We walked slowly using my walker. checking traffic right now. We're clear on city streets and highways. No problems there. And we're looking for a high of 68 this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice with sunshine, winds about 15 miles per hour, cooler tomorrow. But right now, it's 41 degrees. I'm Shauna Bob.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Now, I brought you here today to talk about propane.
What's propane, Barney?
Well, come on, Floyd. Most everybody around here uses propane.
Barn, let me handle this, Andy.
Now, your propane is one of the most dependable and economical fossil fuels.
Barney, what's a fossil fuel?
You want to answer that, Ange?
Oh, no.
Well, Gomer, well, you see, you have these fossils, and they were needing some fuel, and so, well, it's just too complicated to explain to a non-propanerist like yourself.
Barney, what's a propanerist?
Gomer, will you nip it?
Oh, I was just...
Nip it!
Barney!
Now, let me handle this, Ange. Now, your propane fuels your home furnace and water heater and saves you hundreds of dollars per year, and you can qualify for rebates when you use propane.
Shazam!
Shazam is right, Gomer. Propane is delivered right to your front door, and it's what you call environmentally friendly.
Oh, I like that. Environmentally friendly. Oh, that's nice.
Brought to you by your propane dealer and the Oklahoma LP Gas Research, Marketing, and Safety Commission.
Dollar Days has been an all-time favorite event. That's why the new Hüteberg Nissan continues the Dollar Day excitement. An incredible list of electronics and appliances to choose from. Each just $1 when you buy any new Nissan from Hüteberg. You'll find great savings, like an 05 Altima for just $16,988 and a tough 05 Nissan Titan pickup just $18,477. That's only the beginning. One extra buck goes a long way. Choose from home entertainment systems, computers, DVD recorders, and more. All from Best Buy, each just $1. Every new Nissan is included. Only at the new Hüteberg Nissan, I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City.
Not available with any other offer. Ultimate stock numbers 33545 and 33612. Titan stock numbers 60346 and 60347.
You might need some new addition to Active Body Shield.
John Brooks, the voice of the Oklahoma City Blazers.
Buchanan with the puck, getting by one man. Buchanan taking a shot, he's through.
Hear his final season with the Blazers on Super Talk AM 930 WKY. Lisa Myrick.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that you sound really manly. You know, kind of big and strong. So I was wondering if you'd be interested in coming over to my place and punching out my stupid boyfriend.
And Ron.
Oh, my God, he doesn't flog the dolphin before a big date. No. Are you crazy? That's like going out there with a loaded gun.
On 96.9 Bob FM.
Your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Satellites and what I have to tell Ron every day. Keep your hands to yourself. Ow. 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 96.9 Bob FM.
Why does my hand hurt so much when I get off work?
Just this left one that's over close to Lee. That's what it is. It's that one there. All right, this is going to come as no surprise to anyone who works with an idiot. You hang out with an idiot? Well, a pair of social psychologists have determined that a truly incompetent person really has no clue how poorly they perform when compared to their peers. You might also say that those cursed with deep incompetence are also blessed with the happy idiot status because they never really comprehend that they're stupid and well below average. The bottom line, incompetents lack the basic skills to evaluate their performance realistically.
I've been pretty good on the radio lately, haven't I?
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You know you work with them. There's people who just walk around the office whistling, and you stare at them like, what an absolute imbecile.
I'm so happy.
It's amazing this person found their way out of bed and found their way to the office today. You're so stupid. It's, they don't know they're stupid. How cool is that? What a great deal. Yay, God.
I'm glad I can run a good board.
Tube doesn't even know how bad he is at it. That's great.
So far, so good on city streets. We are accident-free at this time. Some road construction to tell you about this morning. Northbound Broadway extension between 122nd and Memorial Road will be narrowed to one lane. That is this morning from 8 until 3 o'clock. They're going to be doing some striping. Traffic is brought to you by the Oklahoma Blood Institute. Did you know that if everyone donated blood only three times a year, Oklahomans would always have enough for those who need it? Call 877-OBI-GIVE to learn more. Whose life can you save today? Check the roads anytime at newsok.com. I'm Sean Carey. That's First Traffic.
It's 656 on Bob.
Ever notice how most banks only care about you when you're leaving?
This is Bill.
Bill, it's Kip.
Who?
Kip Henderson, your personal banker at Big Plains National Bank. Bill, is it true? Are you leaving us?
Yeah. I'm switching to Commercial Federal Bank. Their free checking is actually free and comes with lots of great extras.
How? How can you throw away everything we have, everything we've meant to each other?
Well, Kip, since this is the first time I've ever spoken to you, I don't feel too bad.
But what can they possibly give you that we can't?
Oh, let's see. With Commercial Federal's free checking, I get a free Visa check card, free online bill pay, a free first order of checks with direct deposit, 24-hour access to my accounts with online banking.
Okay, don't. Just don't say another word. Before you leave, I just want you to know, I'll never forget you, Bob.
The name's Bill.
Whatever.
Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Most branches open till 8 p.m. Thursdays. Insured by FDIC. Some restrictions apply.
Love to drive a Kia. Come in so we can see ya. Sedona, Rio, Spectra. The Big Red Family. If you have employment, the car's for your enjoyment. The deal is in deployment. The Big Red Family.
Do you have a job? Do you have $199? Do you want a new car? If you answered yes, you could be approved at Big Red Sports and Import for a brand new car, SUV, or minivan. Brand new Kia Rio. Start at just $79.88. That's just $79.88. Plus, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So why buy used when you can be approved for a new car today?
Our dealership is nifty. You really can be thrifty. Help you in a jiffy, the Big Red Family.
We make every mile count only at Big Red Sports and Imports in Norman on the Mile of Cars. Call 364-4400 now. Qualified buyers plus tax, tag, title, and rebate.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad...